Yo,
what's up? Ooh, it's episode 236. Hey,
big announcement. December 8th? I think it's December 8th. You got time, so it doesn't matter, but it's about then. I'm recording an album at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City. If you're anywhere near New York, get there. Because get this. This album won't be released until the day after I die. So the only way you can hear it is to be there or outlive me. And you might not do that. So all this, I'm not going to do any of that. Anything, I'm going to record this album, I'm not going to do any of the material ever again. And it'll be gone until, and then I die and it comes out, and it's going to be, and then people will find out what I really thought of them. I don't know. I want one of those death albums. I want those things to come out at one, you know? And I want to make sure I like it. I don't want to be like Tupac, have all this shit come out after I die and you don't even know about it. So I'm going to do that. It's called One Last Thing. All right, so I'll be talking about it more, but I just found out. I just committed to doing it and got the date and all that stuff, so I felt excited to tell you. Oh, yeah, go buy How to Weep in Public for $2 while you still can. It's almost done. I think October 1st it's done. So get with it. Fucking buy it. Don't be stupid. And let me know that you bought it. Tweet at me. Email me. At Chris Laker. Chris at ChrisLaker.com. That's my email. You can, and I'll say something nice about you on the show. Nobody's told me that they bought it yet. I'm getting a little concerned. $2? You don't get two fucking dollars? It's a funny book. It's helped people. It's also helpful. So, all right. Enough of my shilling products. Also, stamps.com. You know how you're always mailing stuff and you need stamps? Now you can go to .com. Not to the post office. You still got to go to the post office to mail it. But you can order these stamps on the internet. You can print them at home. So you can go to Staples and buy ink for your printer, because when the fuck do you use that? And then we'll send you some special sticky stamp paper, I guess. And then you'll be able to have the convenience of printing stamps at home. I mean, really, one of the biggest problems in your life solved. They'll never sponsor this show now, because I made fun of their business model. I'm sure it must be useful to some people. All right, let's look at the fucking news. I'm going to use Apple News, even though it's not good for my purposes here, but let's take a look. Puerto Ricans hack through a maze of debris to move relief aid. Oh, God. That place is not doing great. I'm going to give a few bucks to Puerto Rico if you can. Jeez. I'm, they got Pitbull saving them. I saw some Caribbean cruise lines sending ships. Okay. This isn't. I'm going to have to go back to the old Reddit news, because this is not... Apple News doesn't work for this. It's all Trump stuff, and I don't want to be able to skip over that stuff. They should have a no Trump button. Every news site should just be like, you need to keep up on everything, but just be like, give me a break. Just give me some news. Give me a no Trump news. update. I can't. Fucking swallow this right now. Has Washington forgot about us? 1 year passes with no U.S. ambassador to Australia. So there's no we don't have an ambassador in Australia right now. We haven't for a year. I don't know. What the fuck do they need an ambassador in Australia for? Is there, like, complications going on over there? That seems like a simple... Because it's so far removed. What are they doing? What have you heard? Maybe there's problems in Australia. I don't know. But, I wouldn't mind that gig. I'd be an ambassador in Australia. I bet you get a lot of downtime. I bet I could still do stand-up in Australia. And then, be an ambassador. I mean, when you gotta go, hey, there's a mall opening. No, I don't even think ambassador would do that. Why would ambassador? You gotta go to a dinner. That would cut into the stand-up, is the, all the dinners. So I'd have to be like, listen, I gotta duck out of here. Go do a show. Then I gotta go. Then I have to become like, you know, then come back, maybe, for dessert. And then I'd be like, I'm off sugar. I can't eat this dessert. And then I'll be, I'll probably be kicked out of, I think you gotta eat sugar if you're gonna do that job. There's a lot of desserts. And then you insult people if you don't eat the dessert. Oh, this is a special dinner. Like, I gotta go to a special dinner every night. I'm an ambassador. Royal Caribbean evacuates. Yeah, look at Royal Caribbean cruise ships. They're evacuating thousands from San Juan and the Caribbean. Caribbean. It's just the movie Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean, Royal Caribbean. Yeah. Get those mixed up. I'm such a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan. The ride, not the movies. The ride's great. The movies, I don't get it. I hope that I took a Royal Caribbean cruise. They have a midnight chocolate buffet, so I hope they have that for these people. Who doesn't need a chocolate buffet like a hurricane evacuee? I would. You don't need to have a little sugar if you. Been evacuated from a hurricane, for Christ's sake. Louisiana High School will kick students off team if they don't stand for the national anthem. Now they're making it about that. Oh, here in Louisiana, the NFL, nobody cares about your high school, Louisiana. Particularly the kids in the high school. But it's like, oh, yeah, we're better. What are you, better than the NFL? No, you fucking idiot. You're a shitty high school. And what do you... I just don't... why you gotta make a rule? Once you make a rule about it, now I'm like... Everybody's like, oh... Now I'm like, I don't want to stand either. Because you're telling me I gotta fucking chill out. What do you... It doesn't... For all the hubbub, it's really... it's kind of ridiculous. All right. Kid walked into a GameStop wearing a Kaepernick jersey. Two NFL players bought him an Xbox. What the fuck? Dude. Look, and then there's a picture. It happened. Where did this happen? In Texas. Yeah. Oh. I would do that kind of shit all the time if I was rich. Not just wearing a cabinet, I'd be like, I wouldn't buy kids stuff. You gotta be careful buying kids stuff. I mean, two NFL players, sure. But if you're just like a rich guy saying, hey kid, you want an Xbox? Yeesh. I'll just send them out. I'll just send out Xboxes to kids. Kids love. I want to give money to poor children, but I want it to all go to video games and expensive sneakers. That's all I want. Because it really upsets some people. It's like a poor person has something nice. They get so mad. Like, oh, why would you have a nice thing to enjoy? All right, listen, I got to get out of here. This is as always, what a treat it is to spend this time with you. Treat? I hate that word in general. I don't know why it came out of me, but it's I cherish this time every day that we spend together. And thank you for listening. And please buy How to Weep in Public. You only got a day or two left at the most to buy that book. I think one day left for the unbelievable price of $1.99. You're stealing a book, basically. Available on all digital platforms, whatever that might be. If you're a Kindle or an iBook or Google Books or some other thing that you use, they're everywhere. It's so get it, read it, tell me how much you love it. See you tomorrow. We love you.